Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Did you time that right?
I hope so.
Otherwise, it's just going to be a weird gap.
I didn't bring my headphones. Today, we're recording at my parents' place, so change of location for this one, and I didn't bring my headphones. So hopefully that intro theme came through correctly and I didn't come in too early or too late. But today, we're going to be talking about Scream 6. I think it's still called, is it still Scream, but it's got the like VI, like the Roman numerals in the title, right?
Yeah.
The M. What did they do last year? Did they do like V in the M because of Scream 5? Or I think it was just Scream, wasn't it, last year?
It was just Scream.
Yeah. But technically Scream 5 as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas this one, it's actually called Scream 6. So it's got a host of people coming back from last year's Scream 5. In terms of the cast, the directors are back as well from last year and basically same writers as well. So they turned this around pretty quickly. Apparently they only greenlit it last February after the first one came out, and it's already out like this March. Yeah. So it was like 14 or 13 months of production.
They do that for horror movies, don't they? They pump them out quickly.
I guess they can, yeah. I mean, budget-wise, it was 33 to 35 million. And apparently it's the highest opening for any Scream movie in the Scream franchise. 67 million so far.
Wow. Returning cast.
Yeah, returning cast. So Melissa Barrera, Jasmine Savoy Brown, and Mason Gooding, and also Jenna Ortega, back from the previous movie. And then there's new people. There's also some returning people from the original movies, so Courtney Cox and Hayden
Panettiere.
Which movie was she in?
She's in 4.
So she would have been like pretty young then?
2011, 10.
Like, was she like, oh no, she would have been like
20 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Courtney Cox in that movie?
Yes. Courtney Cox is in all of them.
And same with Neve Campbell?
Except for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it scheduling?
They didn't pay her enough.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. They do mention her, though, but she's not in this movie. Shall we jump into our positives and negatives?
Yes.
I watched this super – I think this is the latest I've ever watched a movie.
10:20 is pretty late.
Yeah. I don't know why it ended up being that late, because we went out for dinner. We walked around the city for like an hour looking for a place and we couldn't get into a place. I think that's why we ended up having to go to this movie so late. So we ended up having dinner later than expected. And then I was just going to go home and maybe watch it this morning, but my wife's like, no, let's just watch it. So we watched it at 10:20. So this is the record for the latest movie I've ever been to. And the earliest is still Endgame. when we went to like the 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. show. I would rather do the late one, but 10:20 is too late.
Yeah. It's not it's not that long. It's about 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Imagine watching a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, like Avatar or something.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
I would actually probably rather wake up at 8 than watch something at 10:20 that goes for 3 hours.
Yeah. But they do have less trailers for like...
For the late ones.
They didn't have any trailers actually. It was just ads for 10 minutes and then just went into the movie.
Cuts out like 20 minutes then?
Yeah, easily 20 minutes. Like it started at 10:35, the show. Anyway, positives and negatives. Because they turned this around so quickly, I wasn't expecting that much from this movie because I thought it would have been like a quick sort of cash grab. But I guess it kind of slashed some of my expectations when I actually started watching it. Starts off – so all of these movies start off in a certain way. I think they did it
– Someone dies.
Someone dies.
And then – but they did it –
And they usually get a phone call and like,
yeah,
it's from there. But they did it slightly differently. So it was good.
These are the guys that directed Ready or Not, aren't they?
Let me check that. It could be. So there are some cameos in the movie from other actors as well. So Samara Weaving is one of them.
It's got the guy from Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's got the guy from Spider-Man Homecoming.
All the Spider-Mans, yeah.
He's Flash Thompson, right, in the Spider-Man movies. They did. Direct Ready or Not.
Samara Weaving is Australian, but her Australian accent was really jarring in this movie.
Was it? I thought it was just like a normal Australian accent.
I thought it felt really jarring.
So they, anyway, we'll get into it in spoilers because I have some questions around that opening sequence. But I thought the opening sequence was good and I thought the returning cast were all.
I hit the mic. Everyone's going to hear that.
Oh, yeah, everyone's going to hear that.
Yeah.
I thought the return cast was good. Obviously, since last year, like Jenna Ortega is much more popular now. So she has a bit more screen time in this one, or a lot more in this one than the earlier one. Because in last year's one, she gets stabbed in the first scene and
she's in hospital.
Basically in hospital for most of the movie. So she's in this more. Another thing we didn't mention is it's Scream in New York. So it's the first time that they're out of that town. What's it called? Woodsboro. So yeah, I thought all of that. And the scares were, or the kills were probably a bit more brutal in this one than the earlier one. And the twist in this one, I'm going to say, is probably a little bit better than the last one. I didn't see one of the twists.
Yeah.
There's a couple of twists, but I didn't see one of them.
Yeah.
And these movies are like, they are slasher movies, but they're also, I guess, mysteries because you're trying to figure out
who the killer is.
Who the killers are. And it's always like part of the characters that they introduce. So it's kind of fun to like guess who it is. And there's a couple like... double takes. They're like, it's probably this person, but then you find out it's not that person. So I thought that was good. I had a pretty good time with this movie.
I might have a divisive opinion. Okay. I thought this movie was stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I didn't hate it, and I don't think it's bad. But I just think it's stupid.
Is it any different to any of the other Scream movies, though? Aren't they all like this?
They're all a little bit stupid, but characters make worse decisions in this movie compared to the previous movie, especially seeing as they've been through a situation in the previous movie.
Yeah.
And they make terrible decisions.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
And but that's just what they do. The twist was like, I didn't see it coming, but it was also a little bit nonsensical.
Yeah. I guess that's why you don't see it coming because it's kind of like.
It's like, whatever. Yeah. But it's fun. It's like, it's not bad. It's well made. But if it pisses you off in horror movies where people make stupid decisions, then you're not going to like this.
I've seen movies where they make worse decisions, but there are parts in this that could have gone a bit better than they did.
Yeah.
There's also like a couple of scenes where like...
Also, people get stabbed a lot and then some of them just like...
Still survive. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's also scenes where I think the editing's just weird. Like the killer just escapes or like the people that is trying to follow escape out of nowhere. Like it feels a bit jarring sometimes, but I still had a decent time with the movie.
Yeah. It's weird because it's in New York as well. It's like,
I don't
think
it should
be easier to find this killer in New York.
Yeah. And I don't think they really used they didn't say it was apart from a couple of shots where it is New York.
Yeah.
It's not, they don't really use New York that much.
Yeah, It's yeah, they don't. And like, there's more cameras and everything in New York.
Yeah.
And there's, well, I guess one of the twists, maybe it makes sense that it didn't work out, but I don't know. I just felt like it didn't need to be in New York. Courtney Cox was okay. I don't know. She's not the greatest of actors in general.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So I watched this with my wife and she's a huge fan of Friends. And I don't think she's seen Courtney Cox like since Friends.
Mm.
And she saw her in this movie and she's like, what happened to her?
Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. She's okay, but not great, yeah. I would say.
The guy that dies in the last movie is probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was okay.
Yeah.
I thought the last movie was better in general.
This one's like, so the last movie, they make it, because there's always like a social commentary with these movies. So, or like a movie culture commentary that's in all of the movies. And in this one, it's about franchises. So in the last one, it's about like sequels/requels. And they talk a lot about like The Force Awakens and like Star Wars requel. And what was the other ones they talked about? There was like multiple requels that they talked about in the last one.
The last one?
Yeah. Yeah. And they like give you examples of that. In this, there wasn't as much. So it's meant to be
like a franchise thing.
Yeah.
And they try and say the stakes are high because in a franchise movie, they kill off. Anyone can die. But not really. If it's an ongoing franchise, they try and keep everyone. Yeah, well, they can't kill
the main characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do say in this, they're like, one of the girls is like the movie buff, I guess. And she's like, yeah, if you're in a franchise, anyone can die.
Yeah.
Like,
the legacy characters don't matter and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I felt like there was more of that
in the previous one.
Previous one, like in this one, there's like one scene where they kind of talk about it and they kind of mention it, but it's not as much in this one as it was in the previous one. And it doesn't like talk about the stab, like the stab movies are part of it, but it doesn't feel as, it feels a little bit different to the other one.
Yeah. Overall, I don't hate it, but I just think it was stupid. A lot of it is very dumb.
But I think that's just what these. It's a little bit more.
I felt like the first one was less dumb.
And it wasn't as funny. I mean, not that these movies are like hilarious or anything, but I feel like the previous one had a bit more laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought like the main two characters, Jenna Ortega and Melissa Barrera, were pretty good. There's still some like mystery around Melissa Barrera's character as well, which they kind of set up in this. Mm. And they're probably going to use in the next one. Yeah, I guess, we kind of talked about negatives, but I think they definitely didn't use New York that much.
Well, there's like two scenes where they do use New York, but it's like the stupidest things happen. And I'm like, if this happened in an actual place, then everyone would realize what's happening.
Definitely. And it's like, I think it's meant to be set around Halloween.
Yeah.
But like in America, does Halloween go for like a week?
Yeah. Well, I think they have like a party on the first day, a Halloween party, and then the last part's on Halloween.
Yeah.
Also, this is not really a spoiler. I guess in this movie, someone's committing murders with a Ghostface costume.
Yeah.
And then everyone for Halloween decides to dress up as Ghostface. Yeah. That would not happen in the real world. That's like, it's like dressing up as a guy that just like serial killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
For Halloween, like two days literally, afterwards.
Yeah. And it's happening in the same city as well. So.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, there's this whole thing that happens in the second half of this movie where they set up like this thing with all the other movies and like all the other masks and all this stuff. And I'm like, that seems a bit too convenient. Like getting access to all of that stuff.
I thought they were setting up something else, like a returning character or something, but it wasn't. Maybe that's a slight spoiler, but
I don't think I have much else to say non-spoiler-wise. So we can jump into spoilers. I'd probably still give it a cognitive recalibration. I thought it was decent.
You'll probably like it if you like Scream movies, but you won't like it if you don't like Scream. This is not the one to turn you around.
I thought it was a good enough time. Like, it's fun enough. So I thought it was better than...
I can't recommend it over the first one. The first one's better.
First one being the Scream 5.
Scream 5, yeah.
Last year's one.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think they're going to make another one after this, and I think it's also going to come out next year. So they're just going to roll these out every year. Yeah, but there's no release date yet, but potentially it might be next year sometime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, so spoilers-wise. So firstly, in the first scene, so Samara Weaving is the person who gets murdered first. So she gets murdered by her students?
Yeah.
And why?
I think he just wanted to murder someone. Yep. I'm pretty sure that's it, yeah.
So
and she gave him like an F or something or a C. I don't think it's like a C or something.
Yeah, it was like a C or something. Yeah, he says that. So he murders her and then he gets murdered.
Yep.
Because
they were going to murder Sam. Yeah. But the actual murderer killed him before he could murder her so that he could murder her.
They wanted to murder her.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, whatever. But I thought that was a little bit different to what the usual.
I think it's like subverting expectations. That's what I felt
slightly,
like.
Slightly, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And also, they reveal the ghost face immediately of the guy.
Well, he takes the mask off straight away.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they're changing the formula.
Yeah, so maybe you know who it is the whole time, but
yeah,
no.
No, it's not. He's dead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the guy from Spider-Man. I forgot his name. It's like Tony something.
Collette.
Tony Collette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that gets into the main story. And so they moved to New York from Woodsboro.
Yeah.
The four.
The four that survived. The four previous that survived. One.
Yeah. So then it's, there's this backstory with like Sam, how she's like getting therapy and stuff. But then there's still some mystery around her character, how she might be like, she might still be become a serial killer.
She sees a therapist and then the therapist tells her to open up and then she opens up and the therapist says, I can't see you
anymore. Yeah.
That would not happen in real life.
Yeah. He's like, nah, that's enough.
He's like, yeah, that's too much for me. And he's just like, oh, yeah, you need to leave. That's not how things would work in real life. But anyway, he dies. So
yeah, he dies.
He's, like, well, either he's probably a really bad therapist anyway. So
Yeah. And so the whole mystery or the whole thing, there's actually three killers in this. So one of them, like, he's with them the whole time, essentially, except for one time where he isn't. So I guess he did the murders then.
I guess so, yeah. I thought it was stupid that they thought that girl was dead and she's not.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back when she does get attacked, how obvious it was that she wasn't dead. Yeah. I didn't see it in the moment. I just assumed that she was dead. But
yeah, and then also, so this is like a police case.
Yeah, I had the feeling the policeman was dodgy though. Yeah.
So there's a police case and the murderer murdered
the policeman's
daughter.
Yeah.
Yep. So that there's a death certificate. So the daughter's officially dead.
Yeah.
So after they completed this and they like killed Sam or whatever, what is she going to do? She's dead. She's officially dead.
Yeah, she just comes back as another person maybe. Yeah. So it ends up being that these people are related to the guy from the previous movie. They're the brother and sister and dad.
Yeah. Which I don't know. There was no hints to that at any point. It's just thrown at you at the end. It's like, oh yeah, they're just calling him from the phone.
His phone number. Yeah.
I guess that is a slight hint. I thought they hinted more that it might be the killer from the first movie coming back.
Isn't he dead, counting down
to the first one.
But isn't he dead?
They drop a TV on him, but you never see him dead. Well, they brought back that chick in this movie itself that died.
Oh, did she actually die in Scream 4?
No. The killer, she dies in the movie and then she comes back Well, like they say she's dead and she comes back. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, you mean like Sam's dad?
No, the other guy. There's Scooby-Doo, not Scooby-Doo.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that Shaggy. Guy.
Shaggy, yeah. Yeah, him.
Yeah, so that was the twist.
Because they're like, they have all the masks to the different ghost face killers, like from the previous movies. Yeah. And they're like counting down to the first one.
Yes, but they are, yeah.
Yeah, they want her to put on the mask and then kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that I didn't get either. So, they want her to put on the mask.
And then frame her for the murders?
And then kill her and then frame her for the murders.
I think that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But then the daughter is not dead. She's alive.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. But then she does kill all of them. So
with all of them, yeah.
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 And she does put the mask on, which I didn't get. Like, she didn't have to do that.
Yeah. I don't know why. She just puts it anyway. On just yeah. for fun. Yeah. Yeah, and then she stabs him.
Yeah, multiple times. But he's still alive until, like, she stabs him in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, everyone is really bad at shooting guns in this movie. No one hits a shot for the whole movie.
Except for
one shot.
One headshot.
Yeah.
It's not like the mask, like, protects you in any way. Isn't it just like a...
It's just a mask.
Plastic mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also question how they got access to all the previous killers' masks and knives and...
Is it because he's a police officer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Also, the person they brought back from the fourth movie probably doesn't need to be in this movie. I don't think she does that much.
So the twist, yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And the twist was that...
It was her, but it's not her.
So the policeman says that it's her, and then you find out it's not her,
yeah.
Like the next scene. But there was a part where, like, it would have made sense if it was her, because when Courtney Cox was showing them the lair thing, she's like, oh, how'd you figure out this place? I'm like, I couldn't figure it out. Maybe because she set it up and she didn't want anyone to figure it out. So I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. Mm. But then they go back on that immediately. So, yeah.
And she gets shot and stabbed a lot, but she's fine.
She still survives.
And the other guy gets stabbed like 15 times.
And he still survives. Yeah. And the girl gets stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, she gets stabbed in a full train, like a very packed train.
And no one realizes.
No one realizes.
So, I've been on the subway. I'm pretty sure the lights don't go off like every minute.
And I could, like, obviously people are doing their own thing, but if someone got stabbed in a train, people would realize.
Yeah, yeah, people would realize, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the lights are going off and stuff, and, like, it was crowded, so... I mean, whatever. But after she got stabbed, I think people would have noticed.
Yeah. And also, they know that the killer's after them, and some of them just get on the train and don't wait for the other person to get on behind them.
Like, yeah.
They don't wait on the platform for everyone to come and then get on the train together. They're just like, oh, yeah, they'll come in.
Yeah, 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 they'll definitely make it. And it's, like, super crowded, so, like, there's a very high chance that they won't make it. Yeah. And she also has, like, another boyfriend in this movie, Sam.
Yeah.
And I thought he would turn out bad again, but it wasn't. He was just a normal guy.
And, like, people keep dying around them, but they just, like, they don't go to, like, the police station and just, like,
just
stay,
like,
in the police station.
Bunker down. Yeah.
But they're like, no, we'll stay in our apartment.
Yeah. Because it's safer in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. There was some smart moves where they're like, the boyfriend can't come with them because they don't know him.
Yeah.
Which made sense.
That
And they kept suspecting that Ethan guy.
And they were right.
Yeah, they were right. They still let him hang around them, though.
So yeah.
So they obviously never checked that, because he was like, oh, I was at econ class or whatever. No, I don't think they followed that up. They never followed that up. Probably wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the night that the other girl dies. So it couldn't have been her. Oh, it was probably the dad that night.
Yeah.
With the ladder.
And they don't. No one calls the police often enough in these movies with, like, mobile phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when the boyfriend sees Ghostface.
He doesn't call the police.
Yeah, he's like, he's trying to reach out to them, but I'm like, just call the police.
Yeah. And, like, he doesn't call them immediately as well. He tries to call
through,
like,
the window.
Like, through two windows.
Yeah.
And expecting them to hear him.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Well, like, obviously you can...
You can nitpick this.
You can get...
It's not bad, though. It's fun to watch.
It's
probably a fun movie to watch with some friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think in the next one, do you think they'll change up the formula and just make Sam the killer?
It's what they're leading to, aren't they?
Yeah.
But will it be like she's the good guy? Maybe there's like, I don't know. How can they make her the Ghostface killer but also the good guy?
There's Ghostface killers, but then she's also Ghostface, but she's killing the Ghostfaces.
Yeah, possibly. Something like that. They're leading to her, like, killing people, I guess.
Yeah. Well, she's already killed quite a few
people. Lots of people, yeah.
Or maybe Jenna Ortega will be, like, killer. Where they'll both be killers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I think that would be a weird twist, but also would be an obvious twist to just have her be the killer because they've just been leading up to it the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. Will they get – is there any other cast members left that they can get back? Well, they can get –
they could get Neve Campbell back.
They can get her back. Just pay her more.
Courtney Cox is still alive.
Oh, yeah, they say she's still alive, don't they?
Yeah.
I thought she would die.
Yeah, I thought she was dead as well. Yeah.
She probably shouldn't have survived. How do these people survive these things?
Yeah.
Also, like when she gets attacked, she gets a gun, but then she comes back out. I'm like, you didn't need to come back out.
You got a gun,
so if he tries to get in, just shoot him.
Yeah.
You didn't need to come out.
I thought she would accidentally shoot someone else through the door. There'll be someone else on the other side.
And I don't get why it took them so long to get to her apartment because
it was like dark by the time they got there.
Yeah, and it doesn't take that long to get to the other side of New York unless there was like crazy traffic.
And it was like, it seemed like it was like the middle of the day when they were in the park.
Yeah, and they steal the car and they put the sirens on, so they should be able to get through traffic.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why it took them so long to get there.
Who else is alive in the previous movies, I guess?
That guy dies in the previous one. The sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriff guy. Yeah.
I think everyone else is still alive.
I don't know if there's many characters left that are alive. They generally kill everyone off that comes into the movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like any other character.
Any new characters that get introduced get killed off. Yeah.
All right. I think that's it for Scream.
Yeah. I don't know. The next one could be the breaking point. It could be the one that is bad, like really bad.
None of them are really bad though, right?
I think the fourth one's meant to be the worst one. I haven't seen the fourth one.
But I don't think any of them
I think the third one's meant to be the worst one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are like terrible. Really, really bad, but no. I don't think any of them are like amazing either. Maybe the first one is.
I think the first one's different. Like they've never made something like that before. So
we're going to watch Dungeons and Dragons today in advanced screening. So we'll get a review out for that sometime this week. And next week we're watching Shazam. Or did you say Shazam?
Shazam, yeah.
So that's in the pipeline. And then John Wick.
We did end up watching 36 because, is it 36?
65.
Yep. I had the wrong way around. Yeah. Whatever number. Because
we didn't do what we were going to do where you'd watch a movie, I'd watch a movie, but then we'd review the other movie that we didn't watch. I mean, we can still review 65 if you want. We both haven't watched it.
No. Well, I hear it's bad though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know how bad. Yeah.
I heard it's 90 minutes, but it feels like 3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard any reviews or anything. I've only seen the IMDb score on the right.
Yeah, apparently it's like it's not terrible. Like it's not so bad. It's good. It's just bad.
It's bad. Yeah, which is not what we want. Yeah, if it was so bad, it's good. Maybe you would have watched it.
So stay tuned for those. If people want to get in touch with us, how do they go about it?
You can contact us on all social media platforms at Cognitive Recalibration or email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on Spotify or iTunes because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. All right. So it didn't slash your expectations.
Nah, it was okay. I probably would never watch it again.
Yeah. But you'd watch the one before this again?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be a good like movie night if you watch both of them.
You could watch both in a row. Yeah.
Back to back. Yeah. Cool. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope you're all staying safe and stay tuned for Shazam and Dungeons and Dragons at some point. Thank you and see ya.